It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, last month's Ask the Vet segment, you discussed the way we feed calves in the dairy industry pretty much has more to do with labor constraints and economics than appropriate calf feeding technology. And we also discussed the importance of feeding calves smaller meals, but more frequently than two times a day. So let's expand on that. This is all to help the digestive function.
Yeah, first thing that's kind of interesting, the United States Dairy Forage Research Center in Sauk City conducted a calf feeding trial where they compared twice-a-day feeding to three-time-a-day feeding, and they had two groups of calves. And it's important to note that both groups of calves got the same amount of calories, meaning they were fed the same amount of grain, they were fed the same amount, the same volume, the same total solids concentration of the milk replacer. The calories in the milk replacer were the exact same every day to each group of calves. It's just one group got fed those calories twice a day in two larger meals. The other group got the same amount of calories spread out over three slightly smaller meals, but both groups got the same calories. And at weaning, the calf group that got fed three times a day was 10% heavier, again, on the same amount of calories. So the question is why? Well, it just goes to show the baby calf stomach, the physiologically, is designed to eat multiple smaller frequent meals, and they can digest and absorb the nutrition in their milk or milk replacer meal better when it's multiple small frequent meals. And so I think that U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center research just supports, not that you have to go three-time-a-day feeding. There's plenty of farms that feed successfully twice a day, but it does just go part and parcel with the idea that feeding calves more frequently smaller meals works with their digestive physiology and the way they were designed to function. And that's why sometimes you'll see average daily gains on auto feeders that will be higher. Even if the same amount of calories are fed, many of those calves can nurse four times a day. Again, kind of reinforcing this multiple small frequent meal concept. The digestive physiology is more efficient. We get more calories out of that meal into the calf, and the average daily gains follow. And there have been people that just take the brakes off, and they'll just say, we're going to let these calves drink whatever they want. I have a producer down in Indiana. He told me that he had a heifer that in the first 6 weeks of life was topping out at 23 liters of milk a day. And so not that that's normal, not that I'm advocating for that, but I think it just goes to show that if we were to take the brakes off of the milk feeding and not let our labor and not let the economics control the situation, that calves would certainly intake significantly more calories than what we're delivering with the average calf feeding program right now today.
Get to the point of where you draw the line. If it's, you know, less meals more frequently, why not 10 times a day?
Well, I think the industry might just reject that from the labor standpoint. I mean, if an auto feeder could do that, fine. But, you know, I think even asking people to feed three times a day is such a labor constraint on some farms. And I understand real life is not textbook life. We have to balance the finances of stuff. We have to balance the labor component of stuff. And I'm not suggesting that people completely revamp or change their calf feed program, but it is interesting to know and have a good working understanding of what is normal calf physiology, what is possible out there, and just understanding that in relationship to what the average calf is being fed today.
It's a very important topic. That's why we have a series as we kick off the new year with this. And, you know, really the rumen aspect of this is going to be our next topic of conversation and what to feed.
Yeah, so the other aspect is not only calories and feeding programs, but the other aspect of it is a good feed program should do more than just deliver nutrition so calves gain. The pre-weaned baby calf nutrition program really needs to prepare those calves for life as a ruminant. And an important aspect of that is actually rumen development. So sometimes you'll hear people say cows have four stomachs. They really have one stomach with four chambers. And when baby calves are born, the most predominant chamber is actually the abomasum, or what people might refer to as the milk stomach. That's fine when they're pre-weaned, milk-fed baby calves, but eventually they have to be weaned and live a life on solid feed. And at that point, then the rumen actually becomes physically largest and most important chamber of the stomach, when they convert to dry feed. And so during the pre-weaned milk phase, we need to be preparing the rumen and growing it and developing it, make it ready to transition onto dry feed, grain, and hay, and later down the road, silages. And one of the ways that we can do that is through the introduction of grain.
And that'll be our topic of conversation on next month's Ask the Vet segment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.